Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Can we all gather together and file a class action lawsuit for the trauma? Because I didn't sign up for that. Who do you think I am that that's what you put on my For You page?
Wait,
I'm not asking for this.
When you say For You page, you mean like
the Explore page.
Oh, okay, okay. I was about to say, because somebody was saying I don't ever look there, but I was about to say I get served stuff on my regular feed that is not from people I... It's them trying to tell you to, and I'd be like, wait, what?
Because so they don't know you.
What? But also, what are you trying to do here? Are you trying to force the Explorer page on? Like, they should have a Friends tab if they want to be TikTok. Yeah. Have a Friends tab so you can see the people you know you follow. And then have an Explorer tab or For You page, but make it so good that I want to be on there.
That is, I feel like Instagram's algorithm is your mom's friend that knew you when you were 5.
Yes.
And now you're 35. I remember when you used to be so shy. I was 5. I didn't have words to have a conversation with you.
That's actually a really good one.
I'm literally not that person.
That's a great
analogy. Quite literally.
Yeah.
I am not. That's what I think about the Instagram FYP algorithm Explore page. Like, do you know me at all? I don't understand it, because the way the TikTok algorithm pivots when I move, you move, just like that for me, because y'all know I just, we're here, there, and everywhere. TikTok is like, hey girl, whatever we're doing, I'm here with you. I stand 10 toes down. Last week we was doing this week we doing this. Ain't no thing. That ain't no thing. I got you. I don't understand it. And it doesn't abandon everything. That's the other thing about the TikTok algorithm. It doesn't abandon. It realizes I'm a full person. So yes, I was interested in this week, and this week I'm more interested in that, but I'm not done with that. Yes. I just got a new interest. So let me show it to you all. Instagram be like, I don't care that you like that. Look at this person cut a cake head.
Well, and they're so focused on AI. It feels like, it feels so corporate. It's like the corporate version of social media is Instagram, because everything is very polished. Everything is very pretty. Everything is like the new, like, let me, we innovate over here. We, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it feels. So it's very AI. Even your searches, it like, before you can finish typing in, it's like, we think you're looking for.
Yes. No, I'm not.
And I'd be like, why did you think that? I was not looking. Don't fill in my sentences if you don't know me. You're filling it in incorrectly. If I put anything with a B, it's probably Beyonce. They be like, babies. No, bruh. No. I'm not, I don't, you don't know that I have children and I'm not having any more.
Oh.
But it doesn't, it's so stupid.
I hate it.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true.
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Thank you, guys. Awesome. Welcome. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Mel. Sorry, I'm sick. Also, I'm getting over something, so bear with my very
hoarse voice.
Hoarse and deep masculine voice.
Some guys really like that, though. It's not, very not, like, what were the 1-900 numbers back in the day that were like the sex numbers? Yeah. Was it 1-900?
I don't know.
I
don't know the like number.
Oh.
Well, when
I'm acting like very much
Greg,
a millennial.
I spoke with Greg this morning. He said, you sound like a man. So my man doesn't like that.
We want to thank our sponsors.
We sure do. And that is ZocDoc, BetterHelp, and Price Picks.
You'll hear more about them later on in the episode. We're going to start with long story short. We have a couple things we need to talk about, primarily that of the TikTok algorithm.
We've already pretty much discussed this. I'm also going to be really honest. I personally do not think there is a viable path forward for TikTok to remain in existence, personally. I've looked at all the pages. I've tried, I've even been on the regular Google search and I have looked up, how can this happen? How can TikTok stay around long term? And I've yet to find a video, an article, a news, I listened to NPR today. I've yet to find the way. I really think now that TikTok might be gone, y'all. I really do.
We should say that, if you are not in Patreon, and this is just the public version of this that you're watching, we are recording this early.
Oh, yes.
So it's before Sunday.
Yes, it is Friday, January 17th at 12:07 Pacific time.
Yes.
Okay, we need to do a timestamp like NPR does.
Yes.
Because that matters the way this is all going.
It does. Something could happen. Well, Sunday is the deadline. Inauguration, MLK Day. There's a lot of things that are going to happen between when we record this episode and when it's actually posted.
Yeah.
So just FYI.
That's actually very true. It's a good point because it won't post until...
A lot's going to happen, okay? So listen to this with the mind of, oh, that's how y'all felt then, huh?
Yeah.
And look at where we are now. It's amazing how many things
January
can change.
January 23rd is hours. When this will actually post, and today is January 17th. So
I'm actually curious to see what
will change.
What will change when versus what we're saying
okay,
now.
Okay, so
and what
give your prediction so we can come back to it. Give your prediction. Do you have one?
Trump is going to find a way.
Oh, that's what you think.
He is a scamming, con artist-y man.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
And he will go in that office and be like, what are y'all talking about? There's no ban. And everybody will just be like, okay.
Like,
he just dusts, and people are like, oh, if you sound like you know what you're talking about, enough people will believe you, especially Congress. They'd be like, well, okay. So I'm convinced that he wants to be the hero, savior
man.
I
do agree with that.
And he will come in there and act like nothing happened, that existed before him.
What I absolutely agree with is Trump has a savior complex and he wants to save us all. The problem is that he's the one who put us in the situation to begin
facts.
With. Let's all remember that.
That's facts.
Okay, all right. He's the one who started, hey, we need to ban this thing.
Yep.
And now we're here. That's first of all. Second of all, the problem that I see, even if Trump did that is an absolute worst case scenario for the American checks and balances system.
100%.
The way that things are set up now, there should not be a way. So if he disregards it all, that is additional power in his cap that is very scary for the American people and the future of this nation. Because he already has very much a disregard and kind of just does what the heck he wants to do.
Absolutely.
That is very, very scary. However, we're dealing with Trump.
Exactly. They already, everything he does, they just continue to give him like unchecked power.
Absolutely.
The fact that the Supreme Court already said that anything he does, before you couldn't be civilly sued, but now you cannot be criminally charged as long as it's under the garner of doing it, you know, in your official capacity. He could go rogue, you know, and he recognizes what he is being given. He understands the power. So it is not beyond my belief that that man will go in there and knock all this shit off the table.
And that's what's scary. So someone said it's both the House and the Senate Republican. Yes.
Yes.
And that's another issue.
And those the Supreme Court.
And
everybody.
The Supreme Court. So all
everybody.
Of these, that he
put in.
He put in. So now are they going to go up against Trump? That's scary. That's scary to think Congress that's Republican held right now under a Republican president are now at odds. Where does that put us?
It's just gonna set so much.
Mommy and daddy are fighting. The girls are fighting. Like, that's scary. I don't know. I'm very scared. The more I think about the idea that Trump is going to do what he wants to do, the scarier I feel like the state of this country we are in.
100%.
And this, I've been saying this for a while. I've been telling Mel, Kevin, Greg, I'm going to do the ad in a minute because I don't want to go too far down. That I'm going to do it now. Over the course of the weekend, and by the weekend, I mean like 2 days ago, and I mean this quite literally, I started looking for a doctor. I finally called the doctor. You guys know I try to find one over the course of the weekend, or the holiday break didn't work. So this week I was like, let me find another doctor because I need to get in and get my hormone levels checked because I'm thoroughly convinced I'm in the throes of perimenopause and I want to know what's going on because like my skin has been breaking out. It's been really crazy. Do you not know that I went on ZocDoc?
Hello?
And I'm going to tell you why. My actual insurance, I can't get into my doctor's office until like March. And I said, baby, I don't have that much time. I need to know today and I need to know immediately. So I pulled up ZocDoc and I said, hey, girl, who are the doctors in my area code, my zip code that accept this insurance? And it said, I got you, girl. Here's a list. Here is their availability. Do you want to schedule? I said, now, wait a minute. You mean tell me it was that easy? I said, yes, girl, you didn't know.
It is absolutely
that easy. And so we have a new appointment in, I want to say in February, which is better than March.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's better than March. So ditch the group chat where you're asking people, anyone know a good primary care doctor, OBGYN doctor, bad dates, good doctors, meaning like I just said, good doctors, but I need to know today. I got a lot of stuff going on in my body. I need to know today. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/GJ to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/GJ.
GJ.
ZocDoc.com/GJ. That is actually a true story. I didn't realize that they were our sponsors today, but when Mel said, I thought it was just on their website. So that is an actual for real testimony. Okay, very good. My prediction is that TikTok is going down. TikTok does not want to sell. This is at the crux of the whole thing. In order for TikTok to exist in its current form that we all know and love, what makes TikTok TikTok and not Instagram is the algorithm. And they've repeatedly said they're not interested in selling. They're already, I just listened to a TikTok episode video on the way in, and the lady was talking about there are some data that's housed on U.S. soil. There are board members on ByteDance that are U.S. citizens. Like, all of some of these things are already like in place. And the fact that there are still hesitations and concerns, it limits like what other creative thing can we do. So I don't know. We'll all see. And the 90-day extension is not real. It's very temporary, because the point of the 90-day extension is to say, if there is a viable buyer and the time it takes for the deal to close is beyond the date of the ban, you can extend that. Well, we don't have a viable buyer right now. So what we finna do?
Well, and I think people want to buy. TikTok doesn't want to sell.
Absolutely. That is the problem. Because Mr. Beast said, I want to raise my hand. I said, Mr. Beast, how much money you got?
Apparently a lot, though.
Clearly. Because why would you raise your hand?
Because
I would never.
Say hello. Yeah, but they over there, like, that's nice. We're not selling this algorithm. It's what makes us us.
Yep.
This is the proprietary information that you guys want. We know that's what you want.
Absolutely.
It's not what you're going to get. So,
because could you imagine TikTok, I mean, Instagram would change their algorithm immediately. They always tinkering with it, trying to figure it out. They would change theirs immediately.
Well, and then they all become the same. Like, I mean, when you think about, it's a little bit weird because there are like TikTok employees who are in the U.S. Like my girl. And also she ain't emailed me. Throughout this process, they've been sending the emails to the creators, some of the creators, like my little person. Hey, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. It's quiet. It's quiet over there. I'm like, hey, girl, you working or you not? You what y'all meet morning meeting was about today? Somebody fill me in. But there are, my questions are, so are there engineers only over there and no engineers in the U.S.? I'm actually very curious about that part because, where are they?
Well, I'll see. Well, those were our predictions. We'll come back to this next week the week after, when we all find out what exactly happened. I know we're all on pins and needles. I mean, to go from the fires to this, my brain is on like overload. There's so much. But I'm going to tell you what has been like my saving grace. I have been deep in the world of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City per Melanie's suggestion.
She has joined. Gang, 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 gang.
To the point where I am actually thinking about doing a series. I still may.
I'm trying. Because it's that good.
Melissa catches up on all these old shows, and you're going to get my what's going on in my world. Because I was up till 3:30 today, morning. I almost wanted to call you.
Yes.
Because actually, I was like texting Mel.
Good. I wish we would have watched. I should have forced you.
Yeah.
Because we should have been watching this together. I still to this day, I'm going to let you finish.
Go.
But still to this day, I wish I could relive watching some of those episodes for the first time. You ever experienced something that is so amazing that you're like, I need this like first time rush again. That's what those episodes are. You are sitting there like laughing out loud. It is amazing television.
This show, I'm going to give you the nuts and bolts of the show, okay? And then we'll layer on what makes this show. But at the core of this show is a group of women who hate each other.
Yes!
They pretend they are friends in Utah to then take a trip away from Utah to further pretend to be friends, only to realize they're not. And then to fight each other and argue and yell and scream. And then to end the episode back in Utah, fake friends. To only then do it again the next season. Because most of the season is the out-of-town trip.
Yeah, and arguing.
Literally. They fight and argue in Utah. Fight and argue. It's my birthday. You guys want to take a trip? Let's take a trip all together where we can hate each other.
Over there. And it's not like, because if you're a Real Housewives person, you probably have watched Atlanta. It's not that kind of mess.
No.
Because Real Housewives of Atlanta used to be a good time. It's gone off the rails. This is truly, truly a good time to watch these
because
women.
It's actually very juvenile.
It's so childish.
Because it really is like, Melanie, you wore a hat today. I thought you were my friend.
Yes, literally.
And that's it.
And they'd be mad.
And then Courtney would say, yeah, and you didn't stand up for me about. Yes. No, I would say to Courtney, and you didn't stand up for me because I said she wore a hat and you didn't say, yeah, you're wearing a hat.
Yeah. And then somebody on the left is like.
And then Kara would say, yeah, well, Courtney, you stepped on my cat yesterday and I've been meaning to talk to you about it.
But wait, and then somebody on the left will say, her husband's cheating on her. Did you know that? Did you hear that her husband cheated?
Yes.
And so everybody's like, what?
What are we actually arguing
What's
about?
What's happening?
And then I would say, are you even her friend? Because why would you bring her husband into this? You're lying.
But it's so, you get so
wrapped up
in it. It's good. It's so good. I can't even explain it. If you are not on this show, don't start with season one. Because
no, you do. You actually know, Mel. I'm gonna tell you why I'm grateful.
Oh, because Mary.
Yes.
You need it for Mary.
No, for Jen. Well, Monica. Chow, you gotta start from season one.
No, you wait for you don't
know. Oh, no. You're talking about actually Mary. Yes, 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 correct. You need to understand. This is why you have to actually start from season one. I'm gonna tell you why. First of all, you're establishing dynamics.
That's true.
You're establishing character arcs. You're getting to know these people and how they hate each other, but then sometimes they align. Yes. So then I'm only on season four. I just finished season four last night. I'm at the second episode of the reunion of season four. So I'm about to go
so
into.
Good.
I quite no literally said, oh, yes. My God. Literally. Because there is a moment. There's something that happens. And I'm not going to say it because I don't want to ruin it for
no,
you.
You really. Oh, you can say it.
No, but okay. Let me say this.
No.
If you have not watched, because it is old. But if you have not watched Real Housewives and we are enticing you to watch, click out now because there will be spoilers.
Stay here.
No.
It is worth it. Stay here.
No.
It doesn't.
Click out now because I want you to be able to experience the way I did. And if I knew what I know now before I watch, it's not as good.
I don't know.
It's not as good.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay. There were some moments that I was like, did people know that this happened? Did the internet talk about
that's
this?
What I'm
Where
saying.
Was I when
because
this happened?
Same.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was like, were people not talking about this on social media? I don't understand.
Yeah, we were just not in Salt Lake City talk, apparently.
This show deserves more hype. Like, where are the memes? Where are the GIFs? Where are the one-liners?
Oh, I have one saved of Meredith.
Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing. Healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen. All right? Just open your ears. Open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden, you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is, like, prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers three meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Where are they? Because what's her name? Heather said, I have receipts, timelines. What did she say? I said, come on, baby. Yes. Voice notes.
I don't even know if you could see it. It's oh, you're oh. not. Are you not on five yet?
Wait, no.
I think this is five. Never mind.
Listen. Old girl said, you can shut the F up. I said, oh, the girls are fighting.
Wait, okay, this is one of the girls, they're on a trip, and.
Yeah, that's what she said. Receipts, timeline, screenshots.
One of the girls, they're on a trip, and they're like all having a good time at night. Everybody goes to bed, and the next morning, one of the girls has a black eye, and everybody is like, we were just with you. Where'd you get this black eye?
Literally, they were with her till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
And they're like, what? And then they can't, you know, Bravo. Bravo shows the footage they have. And at like 4, 6 o'clock, somebody knocks on this door and then the camera's cut. So you never see who comes in. And then the girl just has a black eye. So the whole season, she's like, I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
I just got a black eye.
I don't remember.
If anybody wants to talk about what happened, they can.
To the point where she's at the freaking reunion.
Talk about a black eye. I just got a black eye.
It's embarrassing.
It's so bizarre.
I woke up with a black eye and I don't remember. And I'm Mormon in my memory because Mormon.
Like the whole time. It makes no sense. So you're watching this like you. I was like. It's clear who gave her the black eye.
Literally. But I'm not going to lie to myself. Her lying made me gaslight myself into thinking, well, maybe it's not.
Yeah. But nothing, like, you don't just wake up with the black eye. Like, what happened to you? She waits a whole season. A whole season.
And almost to the end of the second. No. Goes
to the reunion of the episode, of the next season.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then finally admits who gave her the black eye. Girl, I can punch you again. And you're going to have two black eyes.
And I still screamed.
And same. I said, oh my God.
I still screamed. Because even though you know and you don't understand why she's not saying it, so you question like, well, maybe I don't know. When she says it, you're just like, oh, what? Then let's talk about the games. Before we get to the games, they're at the table where this huge revelation comes out.
Oh, right? Okay.
This huge revelation comes out. And this is why you need to understand the dynamics. These women hate each other.
Absolutely.
Okay, they hate each other. There's just no doubt about it. Literally, it was like, what is it we say? Avengers! Yeah. Like, what? It was like that. They all came together.
They like have a meeting beforehand.
In this show of sisterhood and solidarity love and unity. And they attack this woman. And I was just like.
We stand together. We are the only ones who can experience, who has experienced what we've experienced. We don't fight amongst each other. Mind you, they've been fighting for four seasons.
They were just not liking each other. But, and the girl was like, I need you guys to come down. And they came down. What is wrong? Oh, my God. What is wrong?
It's amazing. But wait, go to the games because I need to do this ad. But they play these games that you should never play. I don't understand. And it's always Heather's ass trying to play a game. So they play. Talk about the game they played, because I need to talk about the game they played on the season five. Melissa's not at season five yet. They just had the season five finale for the show. And it's Heather ass again.
Wait,
played
what
another game.
Was it? What game? They play this game. It's a couple dumb games that they play to have fun. One of the games, while I pull it up, one of the games is if we're all on a boat, in the boat, and the boat is overweight, who of this group are we going to throw off and why?
Yes. Why would you ask a table of women that? About each other. Why would you do that?
And immediately it goes from fun to like, I would throw over Courtney because she didn't defend me when I said Mel had a hat on. And then Courtney says, well, why should I defend you? It was never your hat. And your husband's a whore.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just like.
And then somebody will randomly be like, well, I also have something to say. About Kara. You're like,
how did y'all hijack this?
Wait.
To this?
Wait. And then while that's happening, they're all fighting. Mary will be like, can I have some fries?
Oh, my God. Oh,
is there any fries? Can somebody take me to McDonald's? You're like,
the one scene, Lisa said, this bread is good. Do you want the bread? The world is on literal fire. Why are you asking about this bread right now?
Mary is crazy.
And then whoever you think is the villain, they're not. This whole show, no lie, this whole show is a Scooby-Doo episode where you're walking toward the villain and you see their face and you're like, it's you. And then you go to take off their mask and it's actually somebody else. It's actually Meredith the whole time.
Oh my
you
God.
Think it's Whitney. You're walking toward Whitney. You're like, Whitney, it's you. You're messy. You start stuff. It's you. And you pull off the mask and it's Meredith like, it's been Agatha all along.
Yes. And Meredith, because she like actually went to law school. So she's over here like, the things you are repugnant. You're like, why? What's that? Why? Why? Why that? Why?
That is repulsive.
Yeah.
I will never do that. I cannot believe.
Oh, my gosh.
It is indescribable.
And she gets so, like,
and you're
passionate.
Just like.
Yes. And Lisa with her very, like, straight hair.
Oh.
Her hair is so flat on her face.
I don't have to stay here. I don't have to stay here and listen to this. I'm not selfish. You're a liar. What? I called you.
What's the name of her?
Vita Tequila.
Can I have a margarita with Vita Tequila? I'm having a party, Vita Tequila. Vita Tequila, everyone's here. Hey, Vita Tequila, everyone.
They were doing a costume party. And Lisa had a 2-year-old tantrum.
Oh my gosh.
That she couldn't wear the makeup the way she wanted to wear it. And I said, this is not real. The producer, she said, think about it from my perspective. The producer said, I am. I do. I consider your perspective all the time. Let's think about the big picture and what we're talking about
Lisa
here.
Marlo.
This is a costume party.
It is. I can't even. I need to do this ad. But wait, let me say the game that they played last night because it's so silly. So the finale, I'm going to tell you this game. It's fine. The finale of season 5 is like the last 10 minutes of the episode, okay? It's like, oh, we made it through and y'all are crazy, but like, we're almost at the end. And then Heather's like, let's play a game where you read the worst thing that you've ever said about anyone at this table. You hand your phone to them and they read it out loud to all of us. So they're just like, here's something I said about Lisa.
Oh, no.
Here's something I said about Whitney. And they're like, this is the person reading the message about themselves. She is a gold digger. She slept her way to the top. No one really likes her. She's dumb. And then they just hand the phone back over. You're like, and then they're like, we're burning it. We're starting fresh. Bruh. Bruh. If I have to read the worst thing you ever said about me, I'm not starting fresh. I'm knocking you out. Why would you? That's not productive. That's not productive. That's not a way to have a friendship.
They don't know what they're doing. All of these girls are so, they don't know how to be friends.
No.
Everything is, oh my God, it's so hilarious and truly the best time I've had in a long time watching TV. Oh,
it's amazing.
So good. Just
amazing.
Really good.
The other thing that's amazing and probably the thing that these ladies need is BetterHelp.
All of them?
Therapy. They all need therapy. They need a moment away from each other. They need a moment away from themselves. They need to talk to someone who is an expert and can give them actual feedback because none of them are okay. What do you want your 2025 to be? Every January brings you 365 blank pages waiting to be filled. In 2025, maybe you're ready for a plot twist, or maybe there's a part of your story you've been wanting to revise. Life isn't about resolutions that fade away by February. It's about picking up the pen and becoming the author of your own life. Think of therapy as your editorial partner, helping you write new chapters and create the meaningful story you deserve to live. I have benefited from therapy. That's why I believe that these women of Salt Lake City can also benefit. I have seen what can happen, okay, when you are unhealthy, unhappy with yourself, and you begin to lash out on others, lash out on everyone around you. You're not sure who your friends are. You're not sure who your friends aren't. Things that you think there are positives that can be had from sitting at a table and reading about all the negative things someone has said about you. That's not healthy. You need an expert. You need a therapist to help walk you through that. And BetterHelp can help you do that. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. Access a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Write your story with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ.
GJ.
To get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ.
Very good. Mel and Imar both say that they love Mary this season. I still don't like Mary.
She gets better.
That's what they keep telling me, so I'm going to keep watching.
She's funny in season 5 because she keeps talking about food the whole time. Like, as everybody is continuing to fight, she'll just be like, are you going to eat that? It's amazing. But she also has, like, this very real moment with her son, and so you get to see a side of her that honestly you just have never seen. And so she becomes more likable, and you become like, the thing about Mary is that, like, I feel like in this season she's not she literally seems like an outsider who's like just a character to be funny. While everybody is fighting, it seems like she's just on the outside like,
got it.
Y'all did that. Although she did piss me off on the final episode. She got mad at Angie,
Angie made it through?
Yeah. And it seems like they had developed a real friendship, and she was like lashing out. But again, she had another, like, Mary again had a vulnerable moment and shared. And so I think she becomes more likable, in this season. But I'm waiting for this reunion. It's going to be great. I cannot wait.
Someone said they liked Monica. I'm going to be really honest. So did I.
I loved her.
I
did not tell you. I feel like I like flawed women.
Monica.
Because I was watching that show. Like, I love her. I love how flawed she is. I love how real she is. She's very honest. She's like, bruh, my house is a mess. My kids don't. Everybody, they look amazing. And I'm running out here looking a mess, dropping them off.
And her complicated relationship with her mom was so real.
Yes.
Even her calling out Lisa losing the $60,000 ring. $60,000.
Yes.
And Lisa, I hate to say it, you are selfish and self-absorbed and materialistic. Absolutely. I'm so confused. You should really just own that. You work hard. You do all these things. You can do that. But
because,
like, it was just weird the way she was like trying to make it seem like she wasn't that. But
it's
then
sentimental. No, bitch. It's $60,000 and you're mad that you lost something that cost that much. Because you had the money to buy it, and most people don't. Like,
yes.
Own that.
And I would be mad, too.
Absolutely.
Sentimental value aside, actual money value.
Actual money value.
Like, girl, I get it. I'm mad, too. So anyway, Monica, I really, really liked her. And you could see well, before you understood what was happening on the back end, but even still, beforehand, you could see the trauma her mom laid onto mm-hmm. her because her words.
Yes. Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
So sharp, so below the belt, so woo. Girl,
she be looking to take it there.
Yes, wait, every time.
Do you want to go there? Because I have time.
I mean, and so every time, quick and with quick. It. Oh yeah. Man, like she just has these. But her mom talked to her the
crazy.
Exact same
crazy.
Way. So you learn to develop. I need to be quick with it. But you also see, which is so odd in liking her, because she's really vicious. Yeah. Like her words are very vicious. And then she'll turn around and cry mm-hmm. because it still hurts, mm-hmm. you know? And that's what made her human 100%. And likable, because we all have our things, but that doesn't mean you're just this hard exterior where things don't penetrate and get through. And so it made her human, really. And so it was really, really, boy, I tell you, I hate to see her go.
I was sad. I follow her now. Imara sent a thing to me, her page, like, are you following Monica? And I was like, girl, no.
I went to go look for her other page.
I follow. She's great. Oh, the.
But it's absolutely empty. All the posts are gone.
No, you should follow her. Her actual account, though. I'll send it to you. Because okay. I like her still. I'm like, I wish she would come back. I understand the problem, but I liked her.
Well, for the girls, she can't come back. For the Salt Lake City, she's a wrap.
Yes, good time.
She's a wrap. So, okay, that's that on that. If you have not been watching Traitors, child, this season's so good already.
Yes.
Did you watch last night's episode?
Yes.
Girl.
I'm mad.
I am too. But I think it was the best thing for this episode. Yes. Because for the girls to be fighting.
Yeah, yeah. I am mad. I really liked
Who was kicked off?
Okay.
Because it was just last night. We're going to make sure.
Okay.
No spoilers. Because it was just last night. But the person who was kicked off last night is very, I was sad. I was very, very sad, mad about this. And the way that it went down.
That's what I was going to say. This is, I'm not spoiling, but I'm going to say something. Traitors going against traitors
yes.
is always hard for
yes.
me. I be like, bro, why you doing that?
Yeah.
I feel like it should be a consensus. Like, everybody should be on one accord. And the way that that happened, the traitor, I feel like, was just being
selfish.
Selfish and dirty.
And out for, but this is the other reason why I want to watch Survivor, Big
yeah,
Brother.
To understand. Because
it seems like those shows are more
ruthless.
Cutthroat and
yes.
ruthless. They are always out for themselves. It doesn't matter our alliance. It doesn't matter our friendship. I'm always going to choose me first. And on a lot of these shows, it's this like team
yeah.
thing.
Until
and like
not.
One for all for one. And on those shows, I've never watched them, so I don't even really understand the basis of the show. But even if it starts off that way, it always seems like someone picks themselves
yes
first, and sure enough, that's what he did.
And it's like, the low-key, in order to win, you gotta betray your partner first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I would probably lose, because I'm like, oh, we in this. I'm over here in my head like, we'll just split the money, and you over here like, nigga, kill her so I can take all the money.
Yeah.
And I would be like, God, I thought we was in doing this.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's very good. This is one of my favorite shows to watch because it's fun.
It is fun.
But it also gets very intense. Like, mm-hmm. my shoulders get very tight watching the show because it'd be a lot happening. But it's really, really good. This season is turning out to be really good. Last thing I'm going to say, and then we're going to move on to these people,
okay.
The what you call it, is that we're going to watch The Bachelor because it's a Black Bachelor. And y'all saw that I've only watched, this will be the second season I've watched of The Bachelor in all the seasons it's been around. The first one was the black dude that just broke up with his white girlfriend like 2-3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had watched that season. And then now I'm going to watch this one. But they haven't done a Black Bachelorette, or have they?
I thought they had.
Oh, they have.
I thought they had.
How did I miss that?
I've never watched them. I just remember that.
I don't know how I watched that, or how I missed that. But regardless, we will be watching it only because I want to support. We got to get the more of the blacks on there. This show, this franchise has been around for entirely too long for there only to be a handful.
Rachel Lindsay, that was her name.
Yeah, the little girl that he just broke up with, or they broke up. I don't know who broke up
with. No, that was the Black Bachelorette, I thought. Oh. Her name was Rachel.
But Rachel was also the, okay, it is both. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because okay. I was like, I thought, I don't know her last name. That's why I was like, oh, that must be her. I thought it was Rachel. What is the dude, the Black Bachelor, the girl he just broke up with? Isn't her name Rachel as well? I can't think of the dude's name.
I was about
name.
To say, I remember her thing being red. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I remember.
When did that come out?
Oh, that 17.
Oh, I wasn't watching it then.
Wait.
Okay, it was Matt and Rachel. Okay.
Oh. The other thing, though, because we did TV first, Young, Famous, and African came out. Today's the first day. I was up last night watching it because I love that show. I love all of the African shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
That one is a good time. So, highly recommend because they be on there cutting up. And then, dang, there was one more I was about to say.
Did you watch Love is Blind Germany?
No, I never finished it.
Girl, I'm waiting for the reunion to come or whatever. I think it's the wedding episodes. Yeah, I think it's the wedding episodes I'm looking for. They may come back. Came out yesterday, may come out today. I don't really know what the release dates are.
It's good.
Girl.
I started it. I didn't finish it.
Love is Blind is done.
Yeah.
It's done. It's done. But the non-American versions of this show.
Yeah, yeah.
Are so much better.
Better.
They're so much better. And I think partly because they give them, it seems like they are starting to do that now on Love is Blind, like the US versions. But on the other versions, they give them more leeway to be like, this is dumb. I don't like you.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye-bye. Mm. Like, it's very much that. And it was very good. Yeah, Love is Blind Germany is y'all, this is a good, that's a good time too. Because them folk don't cur. Okay? Them folk don't cur. Sorry, someone wanted to talk about Wendy Williams speaking out. I watched it.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched I didn't watch it. I listened because she wasn't in the studio. I listened to it. I quickly think that Wendy Williams is better than what we have heard in the media.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not believe
that
she is as good as she purports to be.
I have the same feeling.
I absolutely feel like what it is, I do not know. But saying she's incapacitated, clearly that's not the case. Clearly that is not the case. But she is not as good as she purports to be. What that looks like in like her actual life, like does she need a conservatorship? Does she need something else? I don't know. Obviously, we couldn't see her. We don't know. But even in the way she was talking, it was very much giving like, you're there. But you are not who you were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, obviously, I'm not a doctor, so it's really hard to determine, like, where she is on that spectrum, on that scale. But it's a really sad.
It is.
It's really, really sad.
It felt so abrupt as well. Like, I saw a small clip, and I turned it off because I was like, something's happening. She's not fully okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had literally the same feeling, like, oh, she is better than they're saying, because the picture, she always looks like she is her wig is upside down and she looked like she frail, and so you're like, oh my gosh. But hearing her speak, you're like, oh, they're still, this just sound like a grandmama somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So I had the same, like, I don't understand what's happening, but I forgot what else I was going to say.
Yeah, someone said being isolated. I agree. Being isolated is not helping. I'm not even necessarily saying she shouldn't be taken care of by her family. I'm just saying I'm not, because we can't see her. It's really hard to, like, all we're doing is speculating.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we don't know. You know what I mean? We just don't know. But if the court is saying, you know, essentially she does need to be taken care of, it does not seem like that conservatorship is, or whoever is in, whoever her guardian is today, is doing the job that I think it's a woman, should be doing. Like, that's clear. It probably should be her family members. And it sounds like she trusts her niece the most. Yeah. So maybe it should be her niece. But, you know, the laws here, and I mean, they said it on she said it, Wendy, the conservatorship system broken,
mm-hmm.
understaffed.
Yeah.
I believe all those things to be true.
Mm-hmm.
I believe all of those things to be true. And the fact that they're not asking her, if the court, I don't know how it works. So again, we're just kind of talking, but if the courts are to say, listen, girl, we do believe someone needs to be over you, and you are cognitive, you understand whatever the tests are, you pass all of these, who do you want to be? If she chooses her niece, it should be her niece.
Yeah.
The fact that they're picking this random person who she is saying out of her own mouth, this is guardianship abuse, that should mean something.
Yeah,
100%. Because she's not capable of making these decisions.
Right.
She's not incapable of talking and saying what's going on with her. She has opinions and thoughts. What's the issue here? Anyway.
Mel, hey Liz, I want to pop the trunk today on insurance. Like medical insurance, dental insurance, eye vision insurance, all these insurances. And while we're at it, let's talk about this HSA. So I'm putting money into an HSA every month so that I can afford my co-pays and all these things. They come straight out of my check so I don't see it and I don't miss it. And then I go to the dentist. First of all, while all of the insurance is separate, let's start there. All of it has to do with my whole body. So why is it separate things? Secondly, I have to go to the dentist. The dentist tells me I need $521,600 worth of work done on my face, on my mouth. Then I turn around, go to the dentist or go to the store after the dentist visit and get all these different things that I need to have, certain toothpaste, certain toothbrush, certain this. And I can't use my HSA to pay for this stuff. What kind of America are we living in where I cannot use the money that I put away for medical and dental vision expenses on these things? Like, I can't spend my money that I put in the HSA on the stuff. I don't understand it. It's annoying. And I think everybody should pop the trunk on insurance.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Mel. Hey, Liz. I'm finna pop the trunk on dental offices, insurance, and hell, teeth. Because as my teeth, why are you giving me problems to the point where I need to get the dental office and the insurance company involved? Because that's ghetto as fuck. I mean, oh, well, I guess I can't cut. Never mind. Anyway, y'all know what I'm trying to say. Nevertheless, I went and got my teeth cleaned like a good U.S. American citizen and somebody who cares about their stuff. They say, hey, you know, we got to give you some antibiotics. I'm like, hey, if you say so, and that means my teeth going to fall out, let's do it. Now I get to my insurance company and they say, well, no, we're not going to cover that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you will, because it's covered. I pay the insurance. It's in my EOB, my little explanation of benefits. I can read. I got all my pizza points. AR reader, very accelerated. But somehow,
very accelerated.
Now y'all are telling me it's covered, but y'all telling the dental people that it's not. And the dental people want me to pay a whole bunch of money for something that I know that y'all should be paying for. So you see my problem?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You see the problem? Mm-hmm. Everybody got to get the trunk popped on them. The dentist's office, the government, insurance, the dentist, the dental tech, everybody gets the trunk popped, and my teeth as well. I'm over it.
Hallelujah, amen. There's nothing else to add, nothing to subtract, because that is the truth. I just want to double down on your teeth should be more loyal. I 100%. I have a dentist appointment next week because apparently I started grinding my teeth in my sleep. Didn't know this, just is a very new problem that has occurred in my life. And number one, why? Because life is expensive and I'm stressed out about it. So at night, when you know, I disassociate during the day, clearly. So at night, that's when my body is like, hey, girl, you're stressed. It doesn't go anywhere. You're just going to grind specifically over here on this tooth over here, to the point where I cracked my tooth. And my dentist said, hey, do you realize you grinding your teeth? You grind your teeth in your sleep? I said, no. Well, girl, you done ground it so much, the tooth cracked. I said, what?
That shouldn't even be possible.
When did I become this person?
Yes.
As a millennial in 2025, when groceries are expensive, yes, eggs are expensive, housing is expensive, LA is on fire, dental insurance don't cover dental, vision insurance don't cover vision, health insurance don't cover health, the McDonald's dollar menu is now $5. This is why I am stressed. Okay, this is why I am stressed.
Now on TikTok, my only form of entertainment, my only form of, ooh, relief. Let me just doom scroll over here and have a good time and disassociate from my problems, because that's all I really want to do. I just want to pretend like all of these problems in the world, all of these problems in my life, it don't matter, because I have TikTok. At least I can go to TikTok where the algorithm knows me and everybody knows my name and I have a good time and the government is trying to take it away. Can you do anything right? Can the U.S. government do anything right? Because as far as I'm concerned, everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. Fires, U.S. government fault. Climate change, U.S. government fault. Teeth cracking, U.S. government fault.
Amen.
Let me tell you what's not the U.S. government's fault and something that you can do. If TikTok being taken away is going to take your form of entertainment, let me tell you about Prize Picks. This is what you could do to fill your time, okay? So what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action with over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. It's playoff time and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching the playoffs. You can now win up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks. Prize Picks now offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. Prize Picks. This week on Prize Picks, I'm looking at the football board because that's what I do. And I'm selecting Jared Goff for more than 230 passing yards and Saquon Barkley, because I like to say his name, for more than... I just think it's a good name. I caught myself after that. Don't clip this. And Saquon Barkley for more than one touchdown. Travis Kelce, because we know him too, for more than 70 receiving yards. And Lamar Jackson for more than 250 passing yards. So if you, again, are looking to something for something to do, you're into these games, you don't even got to be into this game. You can just take your pick. Come on over to Prize Picks. Download the app today and use code GJ.
GJ.
To get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's download the app today and use code GJ to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. Join us over there.
You got to put them in hot water in your mouth and to form around your teeth. I need to understand, because I have to get a mouth guard, obviously, or teeth guard, whatever they're called. And it is not $20. Yes, they're so expensive. Mm-hmm. And I have to get one. I find myself now during the day, you know, I'm convinced this is what happens with Trump. You ever notice with Trump, he's always doing this like weird thing. I think because he has tension back here and he's like clenching the back of his mouth.
Yeah.
Have you
seen his new presidential picture?
That looks like the mugshot. Is it the same picture?
No.
Just how he looks.
That's how he chose to look, because his previous presidential picture is not like that.
I thought it was AI for a minute.
I'm pretty sure that's the official one. It's funny to me.
Yeah, custom mouth guards are very expensive. Ask me how I know. I go to my dentist every 6 months. Every quarter. If it's 4 months, that's every 3 months. And this is why it pissed me off, because I've been going to you for how long, as often as I do, and you're just now telling me I have a problem? Did it occur in the last 3 months? I'm so confused.
Hilarious.
I'm so confused how we got here. How did you let this happen? How? I come see you. You want to charge me for x-rays every time I come up in here. You want to charge me for this every time I come up here. You want to give me a whole new veneer set every time. You're always trying to sell me on something.
Hello?
And you let my tooth get to the point where it cracked. What are you good for? Put you in the trash. But what's the TikTok? Hang up on you.
No more TikTok.
Hang up on you.
Yup. Hang up on TikTok. TikTok hung up on you. Go to the next one.
Hey, Melalys, love you guys. So I just want to pop the trunk on going after your dreams, okay? Going after your dreams is ghetto. Okay, my name is Ariel. All I've ever wanted to be was a fashion stylist, right? Creative director. I love fashion. But no, I work for a call center at a bank a job that I don't even like because my dreams ain't came true yet. And I'm supposed to sit here and find the motivation to get up every day and keep going after this when I keep getting rejected and I'm not getting no type of networking stuff happening. My page ain't growing. I ain't getting no followers. You got to look at everybody else living your dream and it's working out smoothly for them. Motivational speakers keep telling you, you got to keep going. Don't give up. You'll be happy you didn't. I'm tired. I ain't got no more discipline. I ain't got no more motivation to go after my dreams. Why am I not getting no type of progress? And you're supposed to get up every day and do that while clocking into a job that you hate so that you can pay your bill.
Hello.
But other people who have got your dreams, it happened for them in 6 months. And you've been working on it for 7 years and this thing ain't happened yet. Lord, going after your dreams is ghetto. I'm not going to give up. I still love fashion. I'm going to still keep trying. But boy, oh boy, I am tired, okay?
That's so real.
That's so real.
That is so
girl.
Real.
How about you grow your platform, okay, on TikTok, and you reach 843,000, and then they just make it go away. Now what do I do? Now what?
Your pivot has been very good, though, Mel.
Listen, I am trying to pivot.
Yeah,
but
Mel's
pivot has
been one for the books.
I am, girl, I understand, because I'm like, well, now, well, what do we go from here?
Yes.
You have to work extra hard, try to convince the people. Let me tell you about the internet, why I hate the internet. I made a video finally because I had been in my head about like, I don't want to make the video and tell TikTok to come to YouTube, whatever. I'd just be doing that. So I finally was freaking out the other day and I was like, let me post a video that specific. Sometimes I would add it. I would do a video and at the end I would be like, go follow me on YouTube. But I was like, I'm making a video and the point is go to my YouTube. So I make the video. And people are in there comment. First of all, amazing comments. Mm-hmm. It like made me feel so good.
That's good.
Because people were like, girl, we've been waiting for you to tell us where we going, already following, like we going wherever you go. Like it was so, I said, oh my gosh, that is like such a relief. Mm-hmm. But then those like, the ones you don't want, they also creep in there. Girl, ain't nobody going to YouTube. We liked you on here, sorry. And it's like, oh, well, okay. But because there were so many like amazing ones, it made me feel good. And I was able to go. I took a screenshot because I wanted to see. I was like, listen, for the people who are following your dreams, I think what she said, her name is Ariel.
Ariel.
The thing that helps me a lot that I'm learning is I take a ton of screenshots. And so I took a screenshot before I posted my video to say, please go follow me, blah, blah, blah. I took a screenshot of my YouTube so I could see the impact. I needed to see the growth so I could. That's the way that I push myself, motivate myself to keep going.
Yeah.
So before I posted it, I was at 56,955.
Got it.
I posted the video and I just hit 60,000. So that is
fantastic.
Like over 3,000 in a matter of like 2 days that I got on YouTube. And every time I go on there, it's continuing more to grow. And so anyway, I say all of that. I always get in my head about promoting myself.
Man,
and
it's
so hard. But for the people who are trying to figure life out, it is hard, girl. It is hard. That's all I got for you.
No, it
quit
is.
Quit if you want to quit. I understand.
Me too.
What's the point of chasing a dream? You might wake up. Now what?
Because it's no longer a dream. It's reality.
Yes. And you got to go to work and clock in at your office. I get it, girl. It's stupid.
I was telling Kev this the other day because this is so very real. When I worked at actually two jobs, but when I worked at Boeing and when I worked at the first part of the first job that I got when I moved to LA, I didn't like at all. It just the vibes were weird. So I would actually, I think I was telling Courtney, I would literally pull up to my job 10 or 15 minutes early so I could sit in my car to gather myself before
going inside.
I would have to go inside because if I pulled up and immediately, like, I would be so in my head almost to the point of tears that I didn't have a moment to like, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Okay. You okay? You're okay. You sure you okay? Okay. You can go inside now. If I had to immediately park my car and go inside, I would be like, this is too much. Like, I wasn't ready. I wasn't mentally ready. I wasn't emotionally ready to, like, deal with the day and all of these people. Like, I don't really know what to do. So
having a job that you hate, the emotional toll that it takes to show up and perform and not feel like you want to go off on these people, that you just want to quit or to go. I would go in my car at lunch and cry because I just hated this job. And it wasn't the job itself. It's never like the mechanics of 100%. The actual job. Yes. It's always the people that make or break a job 100%. Experience, because that's the environment. That becomes the culture. That becomes who you're dealing with. And those people, when you feel especially if it feels unfair, and you're just kind of like, I don't know what I did. Like, I literally just, like, got hired and showed up one day and everyone decided they didn't like me. But, like, I want to like you guys, so I don't understand why you don't like me. Like, that level, it just is.
Yes.
Then, to go from that to decide, I'm going to chase my dreams. I don't want this job. F this stupid job and F them stupid people. I'm a do my dream so I can work on my own terms. And then to feel like that is also fighting against you.
Yes.
Like, girl, what do you do? Yes. You can't. I hate. And sometimes I feel like I can go a little bit almost too real. I consider myself a realist, but sometimes I can go into like pessimism.
Yes.
But I hate listening sometimes to motivational speakers where all they talk about is the motivation and like the optimism and the idea of keep going. And it's like, sometimes I need you, even as a person who made it, to tell me as a person that's trying to make it, some days it does suck.
Yes.
Sometimes it's really hard.
Yes.
And some days I didn't feel like it. And yesterday I should have and I didn't. Like, don't tell me I wake up at 5 a.m. and then I do this and this is my routine and I stick to this routine every single day. Well, doggone, must be nice.
Yes, yes.
Because I woke up this morning, literally this morning, and said, I'm going to do a video because I haven't done one in so long. Girl, the camera was up. I can't even. This was this way. I tried to move it down and I said, not today, Satan.
Yes.
I don't know what I did between before Christmas and today, but this is suddenly too high. I need to adjust it. I don't have the, mm-hmm. Today is not, I don't. So we're going to try this again tomorrow because mm-hmm. today is not the day. I need you to tell me that so I don't feel like I'm lazy.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm doing. Yes. I'm incompetent. I don't understand why I don't have the motivation to keep going. Clearly they have the motivation every single day to get up and go. Girl. You mean tell me you get up every single day and put makeup on and do your hair and put actual clothes on? Because the way I will get up and wash my face, brush my teeth, and put on Kevin's shirt and a pair of sweatpants that have bleach in it and say, this is my day.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes.
Talk yes. about. I was telling Melissa, you're a luxury. What did you say? A luxury influencer. Well, explain that to my sweatpants.
Because.
Please. Explain that. Because the last time I put makeup on was the last time y'all saw me.
Hello? Hello? Somebody commented on my video the other day and said, actually, they were being mean. But at the end of the comment, they were like, and your extensions look dry. And I laughed so hard because I was like, they are. I wanted to comment, like, you know, when you add color, it makes the hair drier. Like, girl, you
it's the same thing that happens with your real hair. Have you figured that out?
And those are the days when it's like,
girl, I showed up.
I could go and live my life and do something else. I don't have to be here. I don't have to be here. You didn't have to comment that. I don't have to be here. But though, like, there are good days, right, where I'm just like, oh, I reached 60,000. And then there are other days where I get a bunch of comments like that, right? Or, like, you know, and so anyway. And also, this is the other thing I was going to say. Chasing your dreams while you have a job is very hard.
It's so hard.
A lot of people don't have the luxury to be able to just be like, I am done working and now all in on my dream. That's unrealistic. That's not how most people do things. It is a transition. It is long nights, early mornings. Okay. It is weekends gone because you're working on your thing, because that's the only time you have to work on your thing. I remember when this wasn't even a dream. This was just random. I decided to write a book, a children's book, when I was working at Netflix.
Yes.
I would work that exhausting ass job, had McKinley, who was 2 at the time. So I'm also being a mom. Greg's working. We're in LA. It's all this stuff. And I'm at night staying up all night trying to find illustrators to draw pictures, trying to come up with a letter for a person for the letter D. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm researching. It was exhausting.
It is.
And then you go from that. I went from that and getting the books printed. The people I found messed up the books so bad.
Oh, my God.
So bad. I was getting, and then we did a pre-sale. And so people are like, where's my book? And I'm like, it's a pre-sale. You got to get it later. But they're just emailing, right? Like,
which is overwhelming.
It's overwhelming.
And exhausting.
Exhausting, stressful.
And stressful.
All you want to do is just refund everybody and say, forget it. I don't even have to do this. I was fine. I'll do something else. It's okay. But like, those are the days. And those are just, you know, the examples we're talking about. But your dreams can look different. Your dreams could be to be promoted at your job. Your dreams could be whatever. And that kind of stuff requires extra work. And so I'm just here to say, I get it. And sometimes it feels like, F the dream. I'm just going to be fine. I'm all right. I tell Greg, and this is not a slight, I tell Greg all the time, I will go back and work at customer service, at Best Buy customer service. That was one of my favorite jobs ever. It just a simple life. You just came in here and told me your TV stopped working. Okay, here's your refund. It'll be in your account in 7 to 10 business days. Have a good day. Who's next?
Yes.
Like, at night, I used to just vacuum the little carpet area of my customer service and just went in my car and went to bed. Came back in 2 days because I only work 20 hours a week. Like, take me back to the simple days.
You also want to go back to being a teenager because 2 days is not enough today.
My little 20-hour weeks at Best Buy.
You want to go back to a whole different time.
Oh, my goodness. It was such a great time. So anyway,
I worked at KFC too, and
I worked, yes,
and I had a great time. I will say this too: I literally just had this conversation with my therapist, actually, on whatever day we met this week, Wednesday maybe, that I literally actually thought about doing a YouTube. It was going to be the YouTube video today that I didn't do. It was going to be this topic, so y'all could have it. That I am starting to feel the. You know when you when you feel like you have a call on your life? Did I tell you this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I've been having this conversation with a lot of people. When you feel like you have a call on your life, when you feel like God has told you to do something, mm-hmm. and in pursuit of that call, suddenly that call feels like a burden. Suddenly that call feels like a responsibility you didn't sign up for. And so you start to be resentful of that call.
Yeah.
I literally just told my therapist, I'm starting to resent this.
Oh, interesting.
I am starting because sometimes I think people don't always understand who I am as a person. So I'm trying very hard to make sure this doesn't come out. I hope you hear what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah.
That the call of ensuring that we provide opportunities.
Oh.
For people, and we pay them fairly, and we treat them right, and we do all of these things. Sometimes it comes at an expense.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It comes at an expense. And sometimes that expense feels like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why don't I just feed into the system? We're not going to, obviously. But the people that you think are winning are winning, they don't have the integrity that you hold yourself to.
Right.
And so it becomes like, now God,
mm-hmm.
why would you call me to be the different?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why would you call me to do the thing that no one else is doing?
Yeah.
Why would you call me to bear this? And the easier, less stressful, more beneficial path is right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And everybody else is doing that.
And everybody else is doing that.
Yeah.
I don't want this call no more. Can you take it back? Because it feels heavy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It feels burdensome. And I'm tired. My shoulders are tired. I got arthritis in my hand. I can't hold nothing else up. And instead of you taking it away, you're like, but I'm calling you to do it different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling you to uphold this standard. I'm calling you to live in integrity. I'm calling you to do it different than if you want to do Hollywood, you would do Hollywood. But you decide not to do Hollywood because the point was for you to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God, I don't want to no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can we just do it the regular way? I'm tired. And so I literally... this week have been asking God, I don't want to be resentful of this call. I don't want to be resentful of this responsibility. Give me the grace.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And the wisdom.
Yeah, yeah.
To carry this call in the way that you would have me do it. So I don't feel exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
Because today
I am exhausted.
No, that was good. And true. It's the truth.
Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, Ollie.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
That's all I got.
Hello?
Did we do our last ad?
Yep, I talked about Prize Picks.
Well, girl, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing. this is my last thing. That I, the last video I've posted on TikTok before it leaves, is a video about a case in Detroit about a little girl named Naziah Harris.
Which is all over my FYP. And I think you started it.
Probably.
I think so. I've never seen anyone talk about it before you. And now my whole FYP. I actually realize I get the trail off of influencers that are in your world. Obviously because you show up on my FYP. And it's like I'll see yours and then I see the influence after.
Well, my first video on that on TikTok has 7.9 million. So
that's a huge...
I haven't even seen another video have that kind of number for this case. Not that I've seen anyway. Maybe.
Well, because yours goes in a little bit more detail than the ones that I have found. They're more opinion. You know.
And the way that it's always a recap. And so it's a good like starting point.
Exactly.
And ideally, it actually makes you so intrigued that you do search out other people and get the information I'm probably not going to give you on mine. It exists, but you can get it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Anyway, there is a Yes, and there is a podcast where a guy has been talking about it for a very long time. He's from Detroit. He had about 2,000 subscribers. His videos didn't have a lot of traction, but now
That's awesome.
His page is growing, and obviously there's a lot of attention now on this case. I'm not saying on account of me. I'm just saying there's a lot of attention.
You helped shine a light on it for sure.
But that wasn't my point. There's a lot of attention on this case.
I'm always going to say it. Sorry.
His page is growing, which is great because he has been covering it for a long time. And again, has a lot of information that I just started covering this case. Anyway, the point is, the case is sad. Okay. It's a case of a girl who, when she was, it seems to be 11, she was living with her grandmother and her aunt in a house, and the father of the aunt's children started molesting her. They were not married. The aunt and this man were not married, but he is the father of her children. Anyway, so he starts molesting her for like a year, 2 years. And prosecutors were able to like get these text messages between the two. These text messages are the most disgusting things you've ever heard in your life, to think that it is a 11 or 12 year old child with a 41 year old man. And what you start to see through the progression of the text messages from where they start to the last one that was sent, what you see is this progression of like perversion, this manipulation where he takes her. And when it starts off, it's him, you know, asking for things and him telling her, meet me here, let's do this. And by the end, it's her saying, I want you, I want this, meet me here. Are we doing this today? And so it's like, it's just very disgusting. It's very sad. What ends up happening, it's absolutely grooming. What ends up happening is towards the end of the text messages between the two, she says that believes she's pregnant. She hasn't had her cycle. She thinks she's pregnant. She's asking him for this plan B. She's obviously a child and doesn't know how plan Bs work, because by calculation, she's about 3 or 4 months and she's still asking for a plan B. Plan B don't work like that. Mm-hmm. But he eventually stops responding to her a little bit. And then the very last text exchange is them agreeing to meet after school. And then she's just never heard or seen from again. She is seen by they end up spending some time together that day. But she never makes it home. No one ever sees her again from that time period. I bring the story up because, number one, it's getting a lot of coverage. And if you're unfamiliar, I say it's work. I hate doing children's cases. I hate it. I hate it. Because as a mother, all you can imagine is your kids and your loved ones. And so it's always just really, really hard. But there's a couple things that stood out. And the only reason I wanted to bring it up is that this man has a history of sexual abuse of children. Mm-hmm. There are claims. I haven't seen the paperwork, so I'm always hesitant to actually say this happened. But there are claims by multiple people that he molested one of his own children, like a 2 or 3 year old, and gave her a STD. There are claims that he has 2 other charges right now, sexual assault charges for 2 other children, basically, not adults. It seems that it was known amongst the baby mama, the people in the girl's life, that he has this history. And they just didn't seem to care. They just allowed him to be around and didn't do anything.
It's heartbreaking.
It's like, it's so disgusting. And what ends up happening is that his own sister was notified. His own sister saw the girl too. The last day she came up to his shop. He like worked at as a mechanic, and she saw the girl. So when she heard the story, she start putting it together, and she was like, "Was this the girl I saw?" Basically, she calls the police herself to say, "I think I saw this girl with my brother." She gets on that stand and testifies against her brother.
Wow.
And it was like all of these women who knew his history and knew what was happening.
It's a failure.
Did nothing. It takes for his sister to be like, hey.
Something's going on.
Yeah. And the school didn't even, she's reported. They say maybe she's a runaway. They wait 30 days before they even tell the police hey. And actually, they didn't even tell. The police came to them like, hey, y'all got this case? We just heard about this girl that's been missing for a month. Yeah, you know what? We ain't found her. It was like the biggest failure. Absolute failure. It was just really, really sad. And all I could think as I have watched all the coverage surrounding this. He had court today, but he pled not guilty. It'll be a whole thing. The thing is, they don't have a body. One of the biggest problems when you don't have a body is you have to prove the person's dead.
Right.
And even in the videos I've made, right, I have people commenting and they mean well, but they comment and say, I just have a feeling she's alive. Those are the kind of people that could end up on the jury. And what you have to prove to a jury of 12 is that she's dead. When you don't have a body, you have to convince all of them that she's actually not alive.
That's actually very scary.
And that he killed her. And so then, right, the questions are, well, what if she fell and tripped? What if she, you know what I'm like, maybe she is dead, but how do we know he did it? Right? Those are the kinds of things when you have a circumstantial case, when you don't have a murder weapon, when you don't have a body, those are the things you have to prove.
This is what's crazy about what you're saying, is that there is a path of least resistance to get to a conclusion that this young girl is dead at the hands of this man.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of following that,
oh yeah,
we would rather go through
absolutely
a maze,
absolutely
stand on tippy toes and reach up,
yes,
and put a cinder block up under us to get even higher,
yes,
to come to some other conclusion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because the what if she's still alive,
yes,
and actually she tripped and fell into the ocean and he didn't have nothing to do with it? You would rather believe that?
Well, and that's the point of a defense attorney. They don't have to. All they have to do is give you reasonable doubt. His team, somebody was asking me, like, what could the defense be? The defense is not a defense. The defense is poking holes in the fact that what if she is still alive? The burden is on the prosecutors to prove she's dead and prove he did it. And because there's a premeditation aspect, they have to prove that he premeditated killing her. So those are three elements that they have to prove to 12 people.
God.
And if regular people in my comments can be like, and again, they mean, well, I just pray and I believe that she's still alive. That is how you could get a mistrial, because them 12 are not going to be unanimous. Those are the kind of things. And that is what is like bothering me, is that I see a world in which this is not so easy of a case. And that's just how it goes. It's just how it goes. And it is heartbreaking, because that man is disgusting and vile, and I wish nothing good for him. He is terrible, but a terrible human being. It's disgusting what he did to that girl and anyone else that he touched. Like, I cannot even imagine. Anyway, there's my vent. I say that to say, trust your gut also.
Oh,
it was like such a moment for me, because I was like, are there people that I know right now that if something came out about them, would I say, you know, I always felt if that's the case, you got to pay attention to that.
Yeah,
don't wait
to
the end.
That's a good point.
You pay attention now. If there are people, you keep your kids away from, they talking about, oh, she would go hang out with him at the shop. That's not okay. I don't know a man. There's not.
I know, I just did inventory myself. I don't think so either. There's not one.
That would just be hanging out with some children, some 12-year-olds. There's not.
As like, we're just friends and we're just chilling.
No. I also don't know. This is the other thing, because people reading the text messages, a lot of people were like, she sounded fast. You know, they love to. She sounded fast. Let me tell you something very clearly. There is not a girl that could be fast enough that can get a man to become attracted to her. Not a real one.
Not a real one.
There's no bending over and teenager in the girl section t-shirts and camisoles. Okay.
And to blame a child.
And to blame a child on being fast.
Instead of the grown person that has enough life experience to understand that is wrong.
There is not enough fastness that exists
for her to catch up to a 41-year-old
that can tempt a man, a grown man, who was not already attracted to
children.
It just does not exist.
Wow.
So if that is if you watch any of those videos and your immediate reaction is she was fast, you should check yourself.
100%.
Okay? You should check yourself.
What a scary,
disgusting
thought. That these are the people that are in America that will be summoned to sit on a jury and have control of the fate of a predator
Yes. They gonna have, I'm telling you, the circumstance. When you don't have a body, your mind, I also think your mind can't help but.
To wonder.
Well, what if she's not? And when you have the weight of somebody's life on your hand, yeah, you should take that serious. You should, right? But it's reasonable is in front of doubt for a reason, okay? Reasonable, okay? Defense, they going to do their job. That's what they, kind of paid. They public defenders, but that's what they are here to do. And you need a justice system in which that happens. The burden is on the prosecutors. They should have to prove it. Yes, because you want that in other cases. This one is just especially heinous.
Come on.
Law and crime, Law and Order SVU. Especially heinous.
Yeah, that's sick.
And it's disgusting. So anyway, all of that, if you're unfamiliar, it's definitely worth getting familiar. It's at the very early stages of this case. Everything that's being talked about was from a preliminary hearing. It was not the trial. The trial won't be for probably a while. I don't know how busy the Detroit system is, but we're at the very early stages. There'll be motions. There'll be hearings. You may see this happening for a period of time before the trial itself begins, if there's not something that is agreed to before then. But
is there a podcast that's following it?
So there is the guy I was talking about who had a smaller platform. Mm-hmm. It is starting to grow. It's called the 7 Mile Radio podcast. You can find him on YouTube.
He's in Detroit.
Context,
Detroit, 7 Miles.
Warning. Is that you should watch it and determine if that is a podcast you want to. He has a lot of information. He just, the way that he does it may not be something that you're used to, but he has a ton of information. So if you can get through that, you can get a lot out of it.
Oh, very good.
He likes smokes and drinks on his pod, like smokes like on the podcast. That's
he's not an influencer for real.
He's just out here trying to do the good work. And sometimes that can turn people off. That was really my point. Sometimes that can turn people off. But if you can get past it, he has been able to speak to some family members. So it's a lot of good information. I'm just telling you now that he smokes and it could be a turn off.
Yeah. I get that. It could be a little distracting. Yeah, not that his information is not good, but like, you know, he's just a regular dude trying to do the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. Hey. That's no shade, no disrespect. I understand. Okay. Is that it?
That's all.
Well, very good. We will not be live on Patreon next week because of the MLK holiday.
Yes.
This episode will drop, like I said, on the 23rd. You know, if we could all just point our hands this way and say, God, if your will would be done and you would find it in your heart to save the application that is Tikiana, if you could just find it in your heart to make it so on this here earth, because the last thing I'm going to say about TikTok that I forgot to say earlier is one of the things that the U.S. government is not considering is the economic impact.
Absolutely.
Of deleting and removing this app from the U.S. economy.
Because I get a check.
And therefore employs other people as a result. And there are 170 million Americans that are on this app.
Yes.
That make an income from this.
Yes.
That also employ and keep the U.S. economy going.
Absolutely.
And the thought of that money going somewhere else. And this is money, you know, what keeps the economy going is not the money that you use to pay for your house and your groceries. It's the fun money that you use to go to the movies and buy the additional pair of shoes.
100%.
And the outfit and put your kid in violin lessons. That's the money that keeps the U.S. economy going.
100%.
And so when you're barely making ends meet and then this money comes in that helps you meet and have some, that's going to have an impact on the U.S. economy when that money is gone and there's no way for you to make it up.
Yes.
So God, if you could find it in your heart to bless the United States of America. I know you have forsaken us, specifically Los Angeles, for some reason.
That's hilarious.
You have sent fire to get our attention. I want you to know that our ears are open, our eyes are wide.
Hello.
Lord Jesus, hear from my mouth to your heart. May your will be done, but may it align to what I've asked.
Hello.
May your will be done according to what I have asked.
According to what I want.
Correct. If there's room in your heart to maybe erase what you put and ink pen what I have asked.
God is, he didn't turn you off now.
He did. No, no, no.
He flipped the switch on this prayer.
I beseech you, therefore, hear me.
Amen and hallelujah. Okay. Very good. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you guys like the last week of January.
Oh, and also ASAP Rocky starts next week. Yes. So by the time this comes out, his trial will probably maybe out of jury selection. So follow me on YouTube if you're not, because I'll be going attending that one live.
You should go live. The girl that I follow on TikTok, her name is SCOTUS Blog. And every time there is a Supreme Court decision, she goes live to talk about it. And so I was getting a lot of the TikTok information from her. She's also like legitimately a lawyer, but like to hear and go over the paperwork. It is a good idea, I think, for you to do that. I wanted to send you one of her lives, actually, because I think it's just a good way for people to kind of capture that news right away and get an understanding of what is happening in the moment. So she's always like one of the first. And then all the other people are like, according to SCOTUS Blog, according to SCOTUS Blog. So anyway, I'm deep in that world. All right. See y'all later. Bye.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.